Okay, we are up to page Nun Aleph. Let's start with Halacha Zayin. Halacha Zayin, we may have done this, but let's review it if we have not. Halacha Zayin says, "Im roya shelo yaspiku lo hamayim shelanu." Finishing up the hamayim shelanu, if you see that the mayim shelanu is not enough, you can improvise and you can mix. So motor lohoisif lesechan sharmayim, you can add more water. So I don't know if they do this in matzah baker factories. It's not likely they do it, but you can mix the waters. But as long as the majority is mayim shlanu, it's okay. Even if you're going to mix, he now introduces a new roiv. Okay, there's roiv 51%, and now he's introducing to us a roiv of 66% or 67%. So lechatchila tov shayu shnei shlishim, 2/3 mayim shalanu, v'yesh lahadur im efshar lishov es hamayim shemosifin mitoch from a pump, a yishar be'er mechuseh she'ein hashemesh bo alamayim, this new halacha, the water which you draw from should not be in contact with the sun. The water should be cold water. Let's see halacha yud and yud aleph on the bottom. Halacha yud hamayim shalanu ayin beber hetev b'shem shut halilchus katanis b'mish b'mei geshamim shenilgutu me'avir b'layla ein tzrichim l'niach lina. They don't need lina, so rainwater. Let's say it rains at night, overnight. And now you want to use the water in the morning. The water collects, the rainwater collects. You want to use the rainwater for your matzah. Ein tzrichim lina shekvar niskaru ba'avir derech yiridasim. It got cold in the ear on its descent. Avlam yerdu b'yom tzach iyan ayin sham. Okay, tremendous chiddush. If you want to use rainwater, for the matzah. So if the rainwater came down in the middle of the night, it's okay, because the air at night cools the water. But if the rainwater came down during the day, then the water came in contact with the sun, the water is hot, and it requires lina. You have to wait until at least the next night. You have to wait overnight. You have to wait 24 hours until the next morning. Okay, next. Hamayim the ayin b'radvaz, the huva gam b'shari tshuva, shemekel gam b'yordu b'yom, he's nekel even goes down by day, uvavad sheyanichim b'mokim karsh lo tofik tzinasam, it's okay, as long as you put in a cold place, and the coldness does not go away. Im eino losh mehem, take if you're not going to need with the water right away. B'chein kosa b'mishne b'ro, b'yatam d'ein ha-shemesh mechamim ra k'shamayim b'karko, v'le ba'avir, the only time there's a problem, where we need to draw the water at Ben Ashmoshes and go through this entire process, that is only when you're drawing water from the ground. But when the water is coming from heaven, there is no issue whatsoever, and you can use the water. So this is all very bizarre to us to understand the difference why when it's underground does the water get hot, when it's above ground, even though it's in contact with the sun, the water remains cold. But that's what the tradition is. Halacha Yud Aleph, Mutu Luchay Shayeha. If you want, you can mix the water as long as the majority is mayim shalanu. Ayin bis techemed shemchaytsev pam achas ad kedei ruboy iyachol lochaytsev oyd hapam darminon kama kama bottle v'nasut seinim aydil mechaytsev v'neir. Okay, the shail is, can you be mevatel multiple times? I'll add one drop at a time. So every time I add one drop, it becomes bottle. If you go and you pour in the whole amount in one shot, then you only can say bittel once. But why don't we do bittel multiple times? I'll add in a small amount of water, and now we'll say all the water has been nisabech to be kosher water, and then I'll need a little bit more water, and I'll be nisabech, and keep on doing this multiple times until the result will be you'll have 20 times more tap water than you'll have well water. But every time you only added a miut, and each miut became bottle. Are you allowed to do that? Do we say that chayzer v'neir, that once you get to a point where you're going to have the majority of tap water, we say that the original water is reawakened and it's no longer bottle? So we discuss this. You shouldn't do that. Because in Achnami, technically it may work. Technically in halacha, there are a lot of legal loopholes. But if you're going to abuse the halacha, you're going to forget this something called Mayim Shalanu. Because technically you'll start with a small amount of Mayim Shalanu, and you lift it a small amount, then it's bottle. Then you'll add more. And then it's bottle. And you'll keep on doing this multiple times, and you'll say that the water was always bottled, even though in truth it's not really bottled. Halacha ches. halacha ches kishoifin biyom rishon tzrichim lishoy biyom chamishin. Now this is an interesting halacha. When you bake matzah on Sunday mitzvah Shabbos, so you're going to bake matzah. Biyom Rishon Mitzvah Shabbos, or let's say some Sunday by day. Tzrichim Lishov Mayim Biyom Chamish Shiber. So when is the option to draw Mayim Shlom? So we have to draw Mayim Bein Hashmashas. We can't do it on Shabbos. We had it with the good. So he's going to discuss that now as well. So when are you going to be able to draw? If you're going to bake matzah, let's say Sunday morning. You told me you went Sunday morning, this past Sunday morning, to bake matzah. You made an announcement. You went last Sunday night. So the water they use, where did they get the water from? Same exact issue. The water they had, it's been sitting around from last week. They did the Ben Hashmash for a whole week, for a whole month. They did it for a long.
You had a question because they baked during the day. And
yeah.
Mayim Shalom was out.
Was exposed.
It was on the counter. You know they had.
But it's closed. But it's covered.
Yeah. So they actually tested it to see if it was still cold.
Yeah.
If it didn't warm up.
And what was the temperature?
It was cold.
It was in the same room as the ovens?
No, it was the same room as the flour.
Okay, so what's the problem? The cold and hot doesn't depend upon our understanding of cold and hot. It all depends on halacha. And when a person wants to make matzah on a Sunday.
But he's saying here that the reason is because it's Shlo Yivatu Aminah.
That's right. That's the previous thing. Let's see what it says.
The reason isn't so much the cold
in the hot. Okay, let's see. When you bake matzah on Sunday, you have to draw the water on Thursday. Be'erev at night. Why? So you can't draw the water on Friday afternoon. Why? Because you're supposed to draw the water after Bein Hashmashas. After Bein Hashmashas, it's already Shabbos. So that's there are many halachic issues. Number one, you have a shayla of hachono. Number two, you have a shayla of hoitzah nachnasa. Where exactly are you drawing the water from? From a well. A well is typically a reshus hayachit. And when you can draw the water, where are you drawing the water to? You're drawing the water to, you have to carry it somewhere? Maybe yes, maybe not. But at least hachono is going to be a major problem. So you can't do it Erev Shabbos. What about doing it Mitzvah Shabbos? Also you can, because Mitzvah Shabbos is also, that's what he mentions. So we learned before, you should not use the guy because you can't trust the guy. The guy who knows, the guy maybe, you can't use the guy because Kabbalistic reasons. You don't want the guy to have any chilek in the making of the matzah, or you don't want a guy because who knows, maybe he'll slip in some chametz when he draws the water. So Biyam Chamishi, Yisha Biyam Shabbos, Liachar Mincha, Oy B'Shabbos, or on Shabbos, Mitzvah Shabbos, Mitzvah went through, Al Yedei, Eino Yehudi B'Shas, Achach, you can use a non-Jew. Halacha test, Ein Lishbech Esamayim Ibnech Ameis, New Halacha. We all know the Halacha that if there's a mace in the bias, there's a Shahalacha, you have to pour out the water. The water becomes spiritually contaminated. We don't know exactly what this means. It's Kabbalah. Even if it's not uncovered, even if it's covered, any water that is in the bayis where a mace is present has to be spilled out. Even bottled water has to be spilled out. And so here the Kohen, you have Mayim Shalanu. He has spent a lot of effort getting this water, and now there was a mace in the bayis. Do you have to spill out this water, the Mayim Shalanu water? The answer is no. Shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. What happens four times a year when the tkufa during the season changes? There's a halacha, kabbalistic halacha, and any water that's exposed has to be poured out. Some people still do this. They have this in the calendar. When the seasons change, the tkufa, to spill out water. The reason why we do not do this is because there's a solution. The solution is if you have barzel. If you put in the water barzel, iron, then there is no problem. And being that we have pipes, the whole city is all built around pipes, so many places can say the whole thing does not apply bezman hazeh in a city. So even if you're making matzah somewhere else, in lishpach esamayim b'bnei hameis, oy b'bnei hatkufa, shenemar, shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. Umikol makom lechatchilo kesheyodeh b'tshatkufa, when you know when the tkufa is going to fall, yonich b'sechamayim chatichas barzel katan. I guess it's no gear, because I guess it applies when it comes spring, right? When it comes, they make matzahs this time of the year. So all the matzah baking factories, I'm sure they probably, what?
Was spring.
Was it Kufa? So I'm sure the calendar it says that time there is a thing. So okay, we're not nizer in this generally, but you don't have to. It says this not this whole halacha is not necessary because shomer mitzvah lo yeda davar ra. was not what?
Friday, spring was called.
Friday, the Goyish Tchuv is not. Is there? You have to know the exact calculation. The calendar they have, right? They have it. The calendar is later. The Tchuv comes later on. So every year falls out a little bit differently. Before Pesach, after Pesach, when it falls out. But anyway, not nogea because it says here in the halacha that shomer mitzvah lo yeda davara. There are people that are nizer in this. They with eggs, with hard boiled eggs and soft boiled eggs. They don't keep it in the refrigerator. There are people that are there into this with the tkufa when the what? It's a Kabbalah. When the tkufa, when the season, the fourth season changes in the precise moment, not when they had tell you in the calendar, but in, now when they not the Goyisha tkufa change, because that's not based upon the real change. There's a Kabbalistic inyan that water, liquid that is exposed, is dangerous to drink. Because the Satan is dancing at that point in time, and the Satan, he penetrates the water, and the water is poisoned. And you're not supposed to drink this water. What though? All water. Even bottled water. All the garbage.
So we'd like to have Yashan, we're going to have bottles.
No, so we don't do not nizer. So the solution is you have to have Barzel in the house. We have pipes. The pipes are considered Barzel. Maybe you'll tell me that in 20 years from now it will be a problem because now all the metal pipes are going down the drain. PVC. There's a new thing called PVC. It's not plastic. It's something like plastic. It's a hardened plastic. It's very, the plumbers, they love it. I had a plumber and he told me he loves it. The PVC, it's easy. The metal pipes doesn't rust. It's a pain to these new pipes, they're very cheap and they're lightweight. They last forever and there's also, they say it's healthy. They don't develop different types of bacteria. There are a lot of them. The only chesaron in the PVC is only one chesaron in the PVC. And that it makes noise. When you turn on the sink, you could hear the water flowing through the PVCs. When you flush the toilet, you can hear the waste going down, the rush of water. That's the only chassarin in the PVC. So some high-end construction, they put their certain pipes, not insulated, they don't do, there are certain pipe sections where they still use metal so that you don't hear anything. But the part of the piping system where we're anyway not going to hear, that's too far away, they use the plastic. So you'll tell me that in 25 years from now, when there'll be no more metal pipes.
That's not necessarily true. I can hear water flowing in metal
pipes. Metal pipes?
Three floors away.
Yeah, sound
better than PVC.
Check it out. Google it. Okay, you can Google it. PVC, because I had this because I had a plumber that did some minor work, and I saw he was bringing in these plastic pipes. So I got very upset. I thought he was ripping me off. He was ripping me off. What are you giving me this garbage? You don't want to give me the real stuff. So he says to me, "No, that's the industry standard." I didn't believe him. I went online. He was right. I went online.
There
I learned.
Maybe one negative.
Yeah.
When you have fire.
Yeah. It melts.
It smokes.
It smokes the pipes. Uh-huh. Yeah,
the biggest killer of people
smoke.
40 years ago was the telephone systems. Because
really?
You had wired telephones.
Yeah.
And the telephones burning gave out poisonous
smoke.
Uh-huh.
Maybe these PVCs are fireproof. I don't know. Are they? No. I don't know. No. Check it out. They probably. What?
That's what I just said.
They have plenty of work. Don't worry. They have plenty of work. Plumbers do very well. They do very well, plumbers. So I don't have to worry about that.
They don't want to come that often.
They can't schlep these pipes. Don't they weigh? They weigh a ton.
They have the machinery to cut it.
Oh. They don't want to put in any more boilers. The steam boilers, they don't do anymore. They don't want to put any more. They put in now these hot water boilers. New radiators. It's a whole new technology today. They don't want to deal with this anymore. These heavy things that weigh a ton, special, whatever it is. All right, let's go further. So this thing, maybe halacha, this halacha will come back in years from now. I don't know. It could very well be. See, everything will be revisited. All of these issues may one day come back with the kufa. Today, all the pipes are full of metal, so there's no issue whatsoever. But if you're going to have a situation where there's no longer going to be metal, this issue will be revisited for sure. Okay, let's go further. So it says, Shem mitzvah lo yedeh hara. However, if you know the tkuva is going to change, you should put in the water a piece of metal, a needle or some piece of metal, you should attach the needle with a string, because if you're not going to attach the needle with your string, you're going to have to stick your dirty hands into the water to retrieve the needle. You're not going to want to bake the matzah. Can you imagine the scandal? Someone's eating a piece of matzah and they find a needle in the matzah. They'll put the matzah factory out of business before you can blink. A needle in the matzah. Whew, what a scandal. So what's the solution? You put a needle in, but I'm going to put my dirty hands into the needle to take out the needle. So when someone will go in surreptitiously and take a YouTube video and see the mashgiach putting in his dirty hands into the water, they'll also shut down the matzah baking factory. So the solution is to thread the needle and put the needle in through a string, so that when the tkufa falls, then there's no sakana of poison, and then you can easily remove the needle by pulling on the thread. That is the advice of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Let's see the last few halachas. Halacha Yud Beis be'erev Shabbos or Shabbos al yidei eino Yehudi. If a person needs to have water and he made a mistake, he miscalculated, he wants to make matzah on Sunday, he needs ma'im shalanu, so he should have a guy draw the water Friday bein hashmoshes. Ayim shari tshuva shemater b'shas hatchak l'shoiv ha'yishol bi'atzmoi bein hashmoshes shal erev Shabbos. Big chiddush: a Jew himself can draw the water of Shabbos. Of course, there's no problem of hayitzah. The type sheyishter. Now, what's the issue? The issue is hachana. So hachana is not necessarily a problem bein hashmoshes. Hachana is a problem when it's Shabbos vaday. According to many poskim, hachana is not necessarily a raisa. It's says in the midrabana and meila. Don't do it only bein hashmoshes. However, l'chatila you should sip the water. That's another problem. You're not allowed to take a sip of water before kiddush. Before you make kiddush, you're not supposed to drink. So technically, you're allowed to drink water. The minhag is not. The minhag is after mashal havdalah. Before you make havdalah, are you allowed to take a drink? Well, water, yes. In the ikar hadin, there's no question. In the minhag, you're allowed to drink water. You're not allowed to drink. It says sheyishte. Sheyishte ma'ad menu. Okay, so I don't know exactly what this means. Maybe.
Why can't you do it Friday night?
Because lechatchila there is achana. Lechatchila there is only b'diavad. Lechatchila. There is achana. Only b'diavad there is no achana. Lechatchila you're not allowed to do any achana bein hashmoshes. Only b'diavad, when a person forgot, then you can be meko. But it's not a lechatchila. That's why according to the Kitzur Shavu, a goy should do it. But he holds it that b'shas atchak it's motor. But provided v'tov sheyishtem ad men shlo yireh kinechin mish. Shabbos lechol v'chein kasa b'chok Yaakov mishnebur. Same thing that you can do by yourself. Just try to sip the water. I'm not sure if he means that you can sip lechatchila, because that's a very big issue. The minhag ha'olam is not to even drink water after bein hashmoshes until you make kiddush. We are more machmir going into Shabbos than we are leaving Shabbos. When Shabbos is over, you are allowed to drink water before you make havdalah. You're not allowed to drink soft drink. You're not allowed to drink tea, coffee. All of these flavored drinks are forbidden, but water is mutter. Going into Shabbos, remember we actually learned this together, you're not allowed to drink even water. So I'm not exactly sure over here what he means, why you drink water. Maybe he means you already made kiddush. You're making an early Shabbos. Could be. You're making an early taste for Shabbos. And you're still going to the Achana. You shouldn't do Achana either. But I'm not sure. Or maybe it means that here you can be mekel. Here when it comes, since you need it for matzah mitzvah, so here you can be mekel, you can drink water. Just like you're allowed to drink water mitzvah Shabbos, in this instance you can be lenient and you can drink water even before you make kiddush Friday night. Okay, let's go further. What about pouring out b'mnei hames? Let's say the water. Are you required to pour out water b'mnei hames? Ayin b'tureizav the b'mayim shenishavu lelishas matzas mitzvah. Ain l'shaf mafilu mevshal limsam mayim acherim. Ain l'hachem b'shem dinira ki mezalzel. Here's a shachidish that has kedusha. The water that you draw l'shem matzas mitzvah has kedusha, and it's not the right thing to spill it out, even if there was a mace, and then you have all the water. The miracle mezalzel b'mashe kosav shoymer mitzvah lo yeda davara. You mean mezalzel? Chazal tells, do not worry. Shoymer mitzvah lo yeda davara, and therefore trust what Chazal say. It's okay. Don't pour out the water. Avo mayim shneshavu lulitzus matzah pshutim. But let's say the water was not drawn for the matzah. The mitzvah was only drawn for the regular matzah. You only need the other 6 days of Pesach. Imroitz olahak me'alatz me'reshay you're allowed to. For v'huchach gam meshuchnu chagunim shem zalmin u'mishne bura. V'yayim b'shut shuva me'ava chuva b'lechem apanim kiz shochnoch simen kuf tzadidale d'kol d'kabid b'hadei u'v'pulma mufla mimeni al tidrash. Anything which you makbid on, then they're makbid with you. And things that are secrets, don't investigate. Dailon masha nimsa b'gemara b'rif v'ramam v'rash. So what does he seem to say? He seems to say that if you makbid on these things, be makbid. If you're not makbid, do not be. I'm not sure exactly what he means. I don't know. The ayin beikrei dinim, the davka im nishavu letzorech hamatzes oz hakli mekatshon avol tzorech l'shafchon vein tzorech l'shafchon avol nishavu stam. But let's say a person, he drew the water stam, and then v'achakach meishamais v'yato now rotze l'shtamish mehem l'tzorech hamatz. Oh, I got lucky, I drew this water for myself, and now I want to use this water for matzos mitzvah. It just so happened to them in the meantime there was a nes b'bayis, so now I want to go retroactively and say shem mitzvah lo yeda davara. No, that case is different. Why? Kevin sin shabashash b'shay b'shas hamisa lo hoya oy b'day to l'shamish mahem l'matzah l'matzos. Also, l'shem, since the time when you went and you prepared the shabashas hamisa lo hoya b'day to l'shamish mahem l'matzos, also lo losh bohen, since that was not your intent,
when the guy died,
it's too late. The ayin b'stei chemed, they call the ego hefsid ein reshus l'malach hamavis l'hadiach sham charba. Okay, this we're going back to the tkufa, the time of the tkufa or the time of the nes, that if there's a loss of money to the malabayis, the malach hamavis has no reshus to dip his sword. So since here there would be a loss, you would not be able to make matzos, so you have nothing to worry about. Ein le'eser ayin sham, you can be very lenient in this matter. Ve'ayin b'shut l'chavolim b'ne'imim, d'davka imei sham. You know, that would change the whole factor, because all the water today is bottled water. Not all the water today. People have water in the refrigerator, so you have to go pour it out because of the tkufa. He's saying over principle, there's a loss of money. It used to be 100 years ago, water was free. Who paid for water? Everything was free. Who had bottled water? When you grew up, you ever have a bottled water? You would laugh at someone. If someone say, here's... He paid for water. He paid water bill. But that might be the amount of water that you get from... The amount of water that you have to pay to fill up and put in your refrigerator might be considered possibly insignificant. I'm talking about... It's through the roof, yeah? It's going up. Yeah. Okay, so maybe not. Things have changed. You pay $2,000 for a water bill?
No, that's a lot.
No way. No way.
But
today it could be they're saying a very big chiddush that if the water costs money, there's a loss of money. If you can have water in your home, and it's the time of the tkufa, the time of the there's a meis b'bayis, he's saying a very big chiddush. The malach hamavis does not have reshus to dip his sword in when it's going to result in a loss to you. So if you have bottled water or water, tap water that you're paying for, maybe in a chanami this halacha completely changes. It's manazeh. Ancient times when they wrote this halacha, there was no charge for water, there was no loss. So the water is contaminated, so spill it out and get more water. No one's charging for the water. What? So what is not clean? In the shul water. The yeshiva water. You know, any over here, they don't pay for water. This is a synagogue. Any religious organization does not have to pay for water. That's true, right? Anyone here involved in finance of the shul? A religious organization does not have to. There is no water bill. They get it for free.
They don't pay tax?
They do not. They pay, I don't know, the tax, that's not so simple. Tax depends on how you're structured. But water, they don't pay. I know in Tar Vadas, I remember one summer there was a major flood in the bathroom, or the toilet was out of control, and the person in charge, a very well respected person, he was no longer living, this person, so he basically said to me, it was a Sunday, and He says, so I don't care. We don't know. Everything was money. This person, he had every dollar. Everything was cheshbon. Every penny. Every penny. He said, we don't pay for water in the yeshiva. The yeshiva doesn't... We're a religious institution. We don't have to pay for water. So it's not our problem. Let the toilet run the whole day until tomorrow someone comes to fix it. If it was his private house, I'm sure he would not be talking like that. Okay. The ayin mistake chemed the kol dika it has the ayin b'shus l'mal chamav slahadich sham chaba ve'ayin la as ayin sham ve'ayin b'shus chaval meninim the dafke meis sham avlam e meis b'mokem acher. Let's say the person died elsewhere and the mace was brought to this location. Also, v'uvasham ein tzach lishbach. Also, that's another leniency. You don't need to pour out the water. V'ayin b'dinim elu l'kamon later on. Okay, that concludes the laws of mayim shelanu. Okay, now you know. Let's go right into some inyanim that I prepared in honor of Pesach.